Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, when were you last bullied? Maybe you're lucky never, but maybe you bully yourself. So maybe there is a bully amongst you. And we're going to find out how to deal with these bullies from an expert who has been bullied herself and has written about it, has books about it. And she has a book called Bully Proofing You. And so I'm so excited to speak with our guest. I'm going to edit this. I'm so excited to speak with our guest, Jeannie Cisco Meth. Jeannie, welcome to Energy Stew.
Peter, thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Well, bullying was a big part of your early life.
Yeah.
And it was of mine too, so I identify with it. That's why one of the reasons I'm so happy to talk with you, because we're aware of it in our own psyches and what we needed to do to handle the monster around us and within us. And you become someone now who is really advising so many people in the world how to strategize.
Yeah.
And so can you let us know, you know, what has brought you to this and why this is such an important element of your life?
Yeah, I had, you know, many problems growing up. And because of that, I started a journey at a young age of seeking wisdom and knowledge. And I love to learn, even though it was difficult for me, I absolutely love to learn. And I realized that the more I learn, the more I can help people. And so I've had mentors and people guiding me from college and on, and they really helped me understand that life happens for me, not to me. And when I started adopting that mentality and looking at the bullying situation, it really helped me heal that pain, because I realized that when my teachers told me that I was too stupid, I'd never make it through school, it was the perfect fuel for me, because I was like, you don't decide, I decide. I get to decide my future, not you. And so I realized that that was a gift for me. And I know that some people, you know, may look at that and say, no, that's not a gift, but it absolutely was for me, because it gave me the tenacity or the impetus to say, no, you don't decide, I decide. Whereas if they may have said to me, oh, you poor thing, you have all these issues, you know, we'll make it easier for you, I may not have risen above the adversity. I may have succumbed to it. And that's kind of the choices that we have when we hit difficult moments, is we get to choose to rise above or we get to choose to fall down. And I'm hoping that through your programming today and your listeners choose to step up, choose to rise above the adversity that they're currently in.
Right. And I must say that I had a different path, because I had lost support in my early years, maybe for about 30 years. I was on my own, having people around me telling me I was going to fail, I was too stupid. And I just, I lost faith in myself, but always took the next step. I always tried and tried. And it was really at a point in my early 30s where I chose to believe in myself more. And magic happened after that. It was amazing what comes to us when we really choose to be okay.
Yeah, it absolutely is a decision. It's the decision that I decide who I am instead of allowing others to decide who I am. you know, we wind up with all these labels on us, and they get there by people putting them on us, or we put them on us, you know, such as stupid. Somebody stuck that label of stupid on me when I was young. And I carried it for a long time until one day I said, no, I'm not stupid. And I peeled that label off and I put different labels on me. It's a decision that we make, an action that we take. Do I believe in myself or not?
But we're not always able to do it for ourselves. I couldn't do it for myself. In college, I was very fortunate because eventually I found professors who believed in me. But up until that, I had about 2.5 years of professors who were telling me how stupid I was and yeah. not being nice to me and just really cutting me short all the time. And finally, I found professors who thought I was brilliant.
Yeah.
And I was like, who, me? And after that, I got straight A's. And I was like, yeah. wow, you know, I guess they were right. But I couldn't find it in myself to know it. I really did need that support.
I'm sorry, you froze.
Too many people from the outside. And I think a lot of young people today have that problem where they're not getting enough positive reinforcement.
Right. And for me, it was my basketball coach in high school. You know, he said, I believe in you. You can do this. And that belief, I borrowed his belief until I could believe in myself. And sometimes that's what it takes, borrowing someone else's belief in us so that we can start to believe in ourselves. Or we can decide right now, today, I believe. Right now, today, I'm a valuable person. I'm important. You know, and my book starts with that personal value because it's the foundation upon which everything else is built.
Well, you know, it is hard sometimes. But my father always said, you can be as bright and important as you want to be. Mm-hmm. And I looked at him and said, I don't know how. You know, I didn't even say that to him. I just said, well, fat chance. And so all I did through my early years was take the next step. And I think a lot of times we can't always find this inner gold that we have, but it's not available until it's perhaps revealed to us through others.
Yeah, or we start searching for it. You know, when your dad said, hey, you can be as smart or, you know, as you want to be, you discredited it because you didn't believe in it.
Right.
You know, because you had other people saying that you were stupid.
Right.
And so in that moment, as a parent, as a coach, as, you know, whatever you want to, you can invite your children to believe something new. So when your dad said, hey, you know what, you can be as smart as you want to be, and he could see maybe or touch in that you didn't believe it, then you can ask them, what do you believe? Well, I don't believe I'm stupid. Well, I invite you to make a new decision. I invite you to decide to believe in it.
But helping people do that is important. There were years where I was the chief coach of the West Side Soccer League in New York with 3,000 kids, and coaching teams and coaching coaches. And my pride was always finding the weakest players and helping them believe in themselves, finding something that I could show them that they were really great at.
Yeah.
Even if much of what they could do was unhappy to them, at least, you know, you can do this, great. And then they would just love doing that. And then that would open them up to other things.
Right, absolutely.
And so much of it is having mentors who want to, who understand, who have empathy and really want to help young people or even older people mm-hmm. find their gold.
Right.
It might be very different from anyone else's gold.
Right, right. You know, the things that we like, the things that light us up, that we enjoy, you know, that we're good at, each person is different at it. And the reason we're different is because we need different talents in this world. If we all had the same talent, there would be a lot of things that would never get done. And so helping people discover their gold, not my gold, right? They need to discover their gold.
Right, but we can help them know what their choices are. Mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of times, and I think more and more in our society, right, especially right now, which is so limited, so few choices are available to people at this point, temporarily, but we don't know how long the temporary is. But there are so many young people who really don't see the future.
Yeah.
And, you know, how do we help them each day to get through and believe in something?
Yeah. I think it starts with an invitation and a question. You know, I was a high school teacher for 17 years before I transitioned to the stage in 2012. And I worked at an alternative high school, which was students who had been, you know, forced out of mainstream for whatever reasons, or they were involved in gangs. And, you know, many of them were parents and they had used drugs. And so really my classroom was kind of the last stop before the street, so to speak, you know, before they were kicked out for good. And I remember speaking with my students and one of my students saying, what's the point? I'm going to wind up at the prison or dead anyways. And I said, that's not true. You have a different decision. Let me show you. Let me show you what is available out there.
Right. But showing is helping them see, because so many people have blinders on. And they've been conditioned to have blinders on by negativity around them.
Right.
And then they get into trouble.
Right.
And many times now, and I think we're going to hit a real snag in society because of this lockdown, that there'll be many, many, many more suicides than ever before.
Suicides were on the rise already. And now they're even worse. And in my opinion, the reason is because of what we choose to focus on. If we continue to choose to focus on negative and horrible things, that's what we get, more of it. So whatever we focus on is what we get more of. And so if I can start making that decision to start focusing on, okay, life's all right. It's okay. It's good. I'm breathing. You know, I woke up this morning. That means I get to make a whole new day today. And I take it moment by moment, guiding and directing my mind in the direction I want to go. I was a driver's ed teacher for a lot of years. And so I liken it to the mind. And I've got a steering wheel on my mind and I've got to drive it where I want it to go. Human propensity is into the negativity. We're surrounded by negativity. I choose to turn the wheel and focus on what is right and where I'm going and the parts that I can control, which are my thoughts.
Right. But we have to be mindful of our thoughts. You know, we have to be able to watch our process.
Yeah.
And not get caught up on the wheel. So many times in my life, I question myself and say, am I on the wheel? Or can I get off this wheel, you know?
Right.
I'm on the wheel, it's like hopeless. I feel like, oh, I don't know what to do. Life is terrible. It's so hard. And then the idea is really to step away from that.
Right.
And say, well, wait a second. I'm just, you know, there's a world out there that I'm just not seeing.
Right. Exactly. And it's that questioning or that stepping back. So many people just continue on the wheel, so to speak, you know, like you were saying, in that rut, and they don't look around and they don't go, wait, is there something different? Can I do something different? What are other people doing that I'm not doing?
Well, you know? That's interesting to say that, because that's how I made that choice in my early 30s, by looking around at people who were successful. And at that point, I saw myself as a failure. My business at that point wasn't doing well, and I had just gotten divorced. And I was like, oh my gosh, nothing works. And I looked around at all these successful people, and I said, what is it that it's different about them? I said, I think I have the same potential they do. You know, why can't I be what like they are? And I realized it was all about self-belief, that I was choosing to not believe I can be like that. Right. I was choosing to believe in my failures rather than to believe in my potential.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And I made that choice. I said, now I am going to be successful.
Good. It all starts in the mind. It starts with awareness and a decision to do something different.
Right.
You know, we are like our five closest friends. And so we have a tendency to think that everybody's just like us because we surround ourselves with people who are like us.
Uh-huh.
And so if you want something different, you've got to choose something different.
Right.
You know, so just like you did, you looked around and went, wait a minute, these people are successful. They know something I don't know. I want to be successful. I can be successful. I'm going to be successful. Here I go.
Right. It was only one thing that was holding me back, and that was my attitude about myself.
Yeah. Yeah, that belief in self. You know, my book, Bullyproofing You, starts with personal value. It starts with the foundation because it's belief that changes everything.
Right.
If I believe I can be successful, I can, because I find a way.
But then again, I don't think life works so linearly that we can easily find the way. I think we have
I didn't say easily.
No, but that's why I'm getting to what I'm getting at.
Right.
We have to trust the way. We
yeah.
have to get to a place, it's almost like believing in magic, you know, that somehow life comes out of left field in ways we don't expect. And that's what happened to me in my early 30s. All of a sudden, people showed up because I had this inner change in me that had the light that I was believing in, and people saw it. And so people would show up and say, oh, can you do this for me? Can you do that? And there were opportunities that changed my life, that brought me into new career paths and in ways that were immediately successful because of people, because I created mentors.
Yeah. Well, and you, the most important thing you said about that was that you decided to be successful. You decided to make a change. When the student right. is ready, the teacher will appear.
Right. I had no idea why I was making that decision, although I had to. It was
right.
in me to say that I'm the master of the game, and I decide how to play it, and I'm playing it to win.
Yeah.
And I had no idea what that meant.
Right.
Other than
right.
then now I'm going to win.
Right. And it's that decision that changed the trajectory of your life.
Yes.
If you had not made that decision, your life would not have changed.
Right. Right.
I call those God pokes. You know, I
yes.
absolutely believe in a higher power, and I call him God. And so I make a decision because I want something different. And then God creates miracles to help that happen.
Yes.
It brings people into my life or situations or opportunities into my life. But I have to make the decision first.
Right. And that's so what you're talking about is serendipity and synchronicity.
Yeah.
That somehow there's magic, and you know, it's one way is to call it God, the universe. I like to speak about the universe, which is God.
Yeah, whatever name you put on it, you know, it doesn't change.
Right.
It's there.
Right.
And it's that decision that we make, you know, and you know, like we said earlier, it's the decision that you make. It doesn't happen easily. You have to stay the course. You have to keep making that decision again and again. You didn't just make the decision, you know, I want to be successful, and then bam, next week you were successful. It doesn't work that way. You make a decision, I want to be successful, and you make it every day, and you keep looking for the opportunities and the people that can help you.
Well, you know, fortunately for me, I didn't have to look far. They came to me.
Yeah.
They showed up at my door. saying, "We need you." And it's like,
beautiful.
You know, wow.
Yeah, you are a powerful manifester. Yes. I had to go find mine.
But I think that's true for everyone. I think so there's one word that I love to use, which is trust.
Yeah.
Because trust keeps us going each day. And we have to believe in what we believe in.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And so life will surprise us. And I think I've had a life of being surprised in not that it's been easy since, because I took on big responsibilities that became very problematic and et cetera, but I'm proud of them. And there are documentaries about them, and you know, it's really, I'm proud of my life, but I know that it's been a life where there have been many, many, many bullies and many opportunities where I could have succumbed to the bullying, but I was in a place where, wait a minute, I know that life works. I know there's magic. I just take the next step.
Right. Amen to that. Exactly. And I don't think, I have never met a person who has not been bullied in some way or another. I never have. So I don't think I don't believe they exist. I think everybody has been bullied. Everybody has had difficult situations. Everybody has to make that decision to take the next step or succumb. And I'm here to help people take the next step. You are needed. You are valuable. Take the next step. Right. You know, believe in yourself. And I'd like to give an offer to your audience. I have a special offer. If they'd like to go to bullyproofingyoubook.com, there's a whole home study course there. You can get a copy of my book. I'll autograph it and get it out to you in the mail. And, you know, there's videos, there's a workbook that goes along with it. And it is designed to help you take the next step. It's designed to help you start believing in yourself so that you're aware of what's going on, and so that you can start looking for those miracles in your life.
Right. Many people don't have a strong enough ego to do this on their own, which is why people like you are so important.
Yeah.
Because they get conditioned by you.
Right.
You know, just.
Yeah. And it's, I want to be one of your friends. You know, we were talking about your five friends. I want to be one of your friends. I want to be your cheerleader. I want to be your support, you know, so that you can take the next step.
Right. And it's amazing that we don't always know where to put the foot down for the next step. You know, it's
right.
Like, it's almost like it's blind trust.
Yeah. Yeah. There have been many times in my business, in my life, when I'm like, okay, Lord, I know I'm supposed to take this step, but I have no idea if I'm going to land on a rock or land in the lake, you know, and just that trust and just taking the step. Right. And the Bullyproofing You book helps you know the steps. It lays it out. And guess what? You're still going to have to take some on faith and on trust.
You're reminding me of a time where I created a manufacturing company from scratch. And in the initial stages, I had so many people who assured me it was going to fail, but it was very successful. But I did get, some years later, I got to a point where I just felt stuck. Like, oh my gosh, we're not getting the sales. We're stuck. And I said, all right, I'm going to sell my company to God.
And then
then it's his responsibility.
Right.
Okay, not mine. And I made that deal.
Yeah.
And guess what? All of a sudden, things opened up again.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I remember when I had gotten divorced and I was looking for a house, and, you know, and I would give it to God and I'm like, Lord, guide me. And then like 2 days later, I'm like, you're not doing it right. And I would take it back. You know, they're like, oh, no. He can do it so much better. Okay, Lord, I trust you. And then I'm like, you're not doing it right. And so I've learned to just give it to God and leave it with God and let him guide me, let him direct me, you know, and, you know, I can feel it, what I should do, what I shouldn't do. And then it's a matter of, do I choose the right, so to speak? You know, do I do I remember why I want what I want? Because it can be difficult. It can be hard. It can be scary.
I think it always is complicated. And we have to just trust and not spin our minds unnecessarily about it, but trust even that the right thoughts will come through.
Right. Yeah.
So there's so much. Yeah, there's so much that we can find of light in ourselves when we start being aware of the opportunity of it.
Yeah. How do you dispel the darkness? You bring your light to it.
Right.
And so many of us are afraid of the light. We're afraid that, you know, oh, people will make fun of me, or we're afraid of being judged. So we hide our light. And that needs to stop. That needs to stop right now. Each one of us is valuable. Each one of us has a light that we need to shine. Each one of us has talents that are desperately needed.
So we really need to keep our eye out for people like you. You know, there are many mentors in the world, many heroes for each person who will appreciate us. I think that's all serendipitous too. You know, God created. It's, you know, we just have to find our way to the right connections, to the right people who will be there for us.
Yeah. Well, and I remember when I was first, you know, feeling the pull to transition from the classroom to the stage. And I remember, you know, saying, but Lord, look at all the people that are doing this. There's so many people. And the answer came to me that, yeah, but they won't do it the way you do it. Good. There are people that need to hear your voice.
Yes. Yes. So, I love what you're championing here. It's terrific. So we're getting near the end of the show. I'm so happy to talk with you about this. I think the audience, I think they will get a lot out of it. And so I really appreciate you being a guest on Energy Stew.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Peter. I appreciate it.
You're wonderful.
And make sure your audience knows to go to bullyproofingyoubook.com and get started on their journey to a bullyproof life.
That's terrific. Thanks so much, Jeannie.
Thank you.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.